And KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Well, topping the news today, once again, it's another day of smoke here in Amador and Calaveras County. And health officials are reminding those, especially with chronic health conditions, young children, pregnant women, the elderly, be aware of the smoke and take protective measures. We've been talking about those over the last couple of days. And most importantly, if you have a chronic health condition, monitor your health closely. And if symptoms such as, you know, trouble, difficulty breathing, repeated coughing or wheezing worsen throughout the day, contact your health provider, or if you have a health emergency, 911. Okay, 911. And again, we were talking about this earlier. Minimize any smoke coming into your home by not circulating air from outside inside. Set your wall unit air conditioners, even your car air conditioner, to recycle the air that's in the house. But most importantly, health officials, again, say if you're experiencing a health emergency, please call 911 immediately.
Well, Cal Fire investigators have determined the cause of the 5-acre Hunter Fire near Highway 4 in Calaveras County Monday. According to Cal Fire investigators, the contractor was felling a tree, which then came in contact with power lines and sparked the fire. It's unclear if any citations were issued as a result of the blaze. The flames broke out in some brush along Hunter Dam Road just before 3 p.m. below Avery. PG&E crews were called to the scene to repair the down line and restored electricity to 21 customers in the area. The fire was contained to only 5 acres, no structures threatened, no injuries reported.
Well, now that both the State Fair and the Amador County Fair have completed their yearly runs, it's time to start thinking frog jump. Yeah, frog jump. The Calaveras County Fair Board is seeking a slogan for the 2019 fair. Slogans can be about Calaveras County, agriculture, recreation, history, frogs, Mark Twain, fairs, or anything else that's fun and family-oriented. All slogans must be turned in by September 4th at 5 p.m. and can be mailed to the fair at P.O. Box 489 Angels Camp or email to Lori, L-A-U-R-I-E, that's Lori, at frogtown.org. The winner will receive a VIP package for the 2019 Calaveras County Fair and Jumping Frog Jubilee. Now, since the Amador County Fair has turned down my suggestion of rattlesnake, friends or foe, I'm pulling it and I'm going to Calaveras County now. I will be submitting that now for the Calaveras County Fair. You had your chance, Amador.
I'm taking my ball and going home.
Well, they've had their chance. Next, if they don't pick...
They have.
If they don't pick Christmas in July or Christmas in May, a ho-ho-ho down, I'm pulling it and going to Calaveras County, too.
And the Jackson Rancheria Casino
Done.
Resort.
Done.
Out of here.
Out. Cut it out.
I'm telling you, we should do...
Okay, Dave.
We should do fair in January, then just like they do Christmas in July, or fair in December, we should do the fair twice a year.
Wouldn't have trouble with the weather.
Hey. Or maybe on one end. It was rainy. Hey, the Jackson Rancheria Casino Resort and Amador Arts have joined forces to present Art Mix, celebrating 36 years of art education and advocacy, Saturday, September 15th. The family-friendly evening of music and art will begin at 5 p.m. on the Garden Terrace with local art exhibits, then moving into the Grand Oak Ballroom at 7 for an exclusive concert where guests can dance the night away to Darren Sexton and the Highway 49 Band. Limited, first come, first serve, general admission seating tickets are only $10, available at jacksoncasino.com or from Amador Arts. All proceeds will benefit Amador Arts Council, providing advocacy, education, and resources for local artists of all ages.
And the Sutter Amador Hospital Auxiliary has donated $20,000 to the hospital for the purchase of essential equipment for the emergency department and family birth center. The Sutter Amador Hospital Auxiliary's donation will be used to purchase a new triage procedure chair in the emergency department and a newborn cardiac monitor in the family birth center. With more than 60 active hospital volunteers, the auxiliary team donates more than 15,000 hours each year to the hospital, staffing the hospital's gift store, concierge cart, information desk, thrift shop, and providing assistance to various departments throughout the hospital. In the past 10 years alone, the auxiliary has donated more than 5,000, well, no, as $510,000. $510,000 to the hospital for the purchase of new medical equipment and other materials needed to advance patient care and services. Now, if you'd like to find out more information about the Sutter Amateur Hospital Auxiliary, you can call the hospital's information desk, 223-7408. $510,000 donated to the hospital from the auxiliary. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Wednesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, visit our website, kvgcradio.com.